Magan, P.T., Sutherland, circa 1904, my brethren. Magan and Sutherland, I have some things to say. There is something you will have to learn. All your methods in manner of education need not be stereotyped and given to teachers in Berrien Springs. All minds, Brother Sutherland, are not cast in the same mold. Should another attempt to do just as you try to do, they would make a failure. Unless you broaden, my brother, and give other teachers just as good a chance to act their own convictions as to your manner of teaching, you will wear out minds by keeping them too long upon special lessons. The mind must be relieved. Your mind may be able to exhaust the matter by being confined to specialties. When you shall leave Berrien Springs, students will come under teachers just as intelligent and thoroughly prepared to do their work, but they are not to adopt your methods. In some things, your specialties will need to be changed. Your mind worked in a certain line, and theirs are not adapted to work in that line. They would make a failure. Let the Lord work in His way. It is not these special routines, this exact manner, that will make a success. There are varied minds and special methods of study. The mind cannot and should not be kept on a routine of precision. One method of study is not the best for all minds. One mind can adapt itself to a certain line, another to a different line. I cannot now recommend your precise studies be marked out. What to you is very marked out, considered superior. That should not be, must not be, outlined for the teachers who are left at Berrien Springs to take in. The teachers in the school should not receive the idea that they must, in teaching, carry out your plan. They have their methods. When I have specified that the work in schools is to be left with the teachers who have experience as well as yourself, you are not to dictate to them that they shall follow your precise line, for it may be you are the one who will have to change. We must not line out how another teacher may do his work. If Brother Jorge carries the responsibilities of the school, he must have freedom to work the school according to his own intelligent judgment, seeking wisdom of God. You will have to guard yourself in this respect to give others an opportunity to be worked by the Holy Spirit of God. The more any man is taught by the Holy Spirit, the nearer he approaches to perfection and the growth of Christian character. The more constantly the human agent seeks wisdom of God, the more he beholds God from the Word, the more does he become changed into His image, and his own ideas become conformed to the likeness of Christ. I never, never can be inclined to have any human agent step in the path Dr. Kellogg has taken, which some are ever inclined to take, that all his plans are to be the only perfect plan. This is a very great mistake. Every soul has an individuality of his own. Unless every human agency carries himself with decided watchfulness and prayer and full conformity to the will and ways of God, there will be, as there has been, great mistakes made and walking in darkness and sorrow. We have too narrow a conception of the grace of God that bringeth salvation. There is an education Christ gives to all who will follow on to know the Lord. Everyone who submits his will and his way and wears the yoke presented by Christ will understand his words, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me." More freedom is theirs. "Take my yoke upon you," saith Christ, "and learn of me, and ye shall find rest to your soul." Matthew 11, verse 29. I believe that God will give you his grace. It is your privilege, brethren, and your positive duty to look to Christ. He is your teacher and is just as willing to teach you if you ask him or to teach another to teach you. Only look and live. Drink in the display of his grace, his loveliness and sufficiency. Make all things bright and joyous. We want to take hold with you. We are to be a strength and support to each other. All individuals have not the same precise methods.